It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by Julia Raby, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. She's with us to talk about an event, the Mitchell County Strong, which has been a very successful organization or website and project that the many entities have worked together to provide. And good morning, Julia, and give us an update on how that program is going before we talk about the auction.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Wade, for having me on this morning. I really appreciate a chance to kind of tell the community more about Mitchell County Strong. It is a project that came about because of the COVID-19 pandemic and a way that the community development director, Heather Hartman, Colleen Everly from the Solomon Valley Community Foundation, and myself were able to collaborate and draw on different ideas and things that other communities have done in order to help Mitchell County. And so through that was birthed a website, which you can see at MitchellCountyStrong.com. And you can check that out and see all of these different updates that I'm going to talk about. But real quick, to just let you guys know, the gift card program, which is what we started with, has raised over $36,000, and those dollars go right back into the businesses. And our match dollars, which help with grocery assistance and also to fund the program itself to make sure that this gift card program can go, is over $20,000 right now. We're really excited about the givers in our community and the way they've supported our businesses through this time. And the local businesses have sent emails and texts and all kinds of messages to our group to say thank you. In these times, they're able to pay bills and just get things done even when their doors are closed. And we've also been able to fulfill 45 grocery applications. And so those have been coming through on the site as well. And that's the second part of that buy one, give one. So as people purchase gift cards, we're able to, through the match dollars, give grocery assistance as needed. So that's kind of our update on Mitchell County Strong.
How long will people be able to still do that? Is there a deadline in regards to gift cards and all that?
That's a great question. So we are using this program as a temporary program through all this COVID-19 stuff, but we know that there's no end date yet for sure. We're looking to May 4th as a great day to potentially start to open back up, but you know, until we're for sure on that, we will be reviewing this program and kind of seeing it as an as needed. So we don't have a stop date yet, but when we do, we'll be marketing that as well. We'll be promoting that end date, and we'll let the public know. But yes, it was started the end of March and looking at a 30-day program. So here, it's already close to the end of April. Surprisingly, we made it this far. And we will start to review what the program needs to do, and we will be allowing those grocery applications to come through. We feel like that part is kind of a slower process, and people are finding themselves in need more as time goes on. So so we'll just keep reviewing that, and then we'll make a announcement publicly of when the end date for the website will be.
All right, Julia Raby, Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, is with us and talking about Mitchell County Strong, and now you have another project within a project. Explain that.
We do. So we're super excited about our latest event that we're launching through MitchellCountyStrong.com. And what is happening is, together with Hanson Auction and Realty, Mitchell County Strong is teamed up, and our amazing businesses have come up with some one-of-a-kind listings on an online auction. So we are really, really excited to open our auction today, 4/22 at 9 a.m. And the idea behind this is a way for our local businesses to earn some income, again, in these uncertain times. So they have come up with some fun ideas, some parties, some products from their stores. Some of these stores you can't go to right now. Some of them are very limited access. So this, we thought, would be a great way to shop safely from the comfort of your own couch. And what is going to be happening is you'll be able to bid from today at 9 a.m. all the way till Saturday. And there will be a rolling close. If you're familiar with auctions, if you get outbid in the last minute, you'll get an extra minute. I thought that was really cool. So you keep going until you win. So we're really excited about the potential for this event. So not only is it a way for the businesses to come together and create some income for their business, it's also a way for our community to have some fun. And so one of the things we want the community to know is we have a hashtag for this. So on social media, if you post a picture of yourself or your family shopping on our website, all through Hanson, you can hashtag it MCS Auction. So hashtag MCS Auction, and we will see all of those, and we'll put your name into a drawing for $100 Chamber Tech. So you can have a chance to win $100 just by shopping online at our Hanson online auction. And you can see that link on their website, but you can also go to MitchellCountyStrong.com, and it'll pop right up, and you can click on it. And then there also will be an event. There is an event on Facebook so that you can follow that. If you click interested or going to our online Facebook event, you'll get all the video updates. You'll get all the videos that we're going to do and different things, the announcements that we're going to make throughout the week. So you'll want to get on Facebook and click going to that event.
There's a lot of items. I pulled up the website. There's a lot of items for people to bid on, ranging from riding lawnmowers to all kinds of food stuff to campers to fishing stuff. I'm not going to go through everything individually or anything like that. People can check it out all on their own there at MitchellCountyStrong.com. So once again, people are just tuning in, the proceeds of the auction, how does that break down?
Sure. So the auction proceeds, whatever you purchase, and you'll see the business that listed, that money goes back to the business.
Sure.
And so this is a time, unprecedented times where, our businesses are struggling and things are not as they normally would be. So we see this as a way for all of our businesses to come together and create this community event under the umbrella of Mitchell County Strong. And so also Hanson is working together with us, and the buyer's premium, which is applied when you check out, that a percentage of that will go back to Mitchell County Strong. So then our match dollars, we see that as a great way to invest in our future of Mitchell County through our disaster relief fund. So part of your buyer's premium, if you purchase anything, will go back to that donation for that relief fund.
All right. Anything else that we need to add to let people know about that's going on right now besides that, Julia?
Not too much. I mean, we're just kind of staying close to our health department just to know, what the details are for our reopening. That's a conversation that we are excited to start having. We know that will be gradual. We know that we don't exactly know all the details of a reopening, but nonetheless, it gives us a light at the end of the tunnel. We're so grateful for the community doing their part and staying home. And I just think that it's just a really, really good way of supporting each other through staying safe and staying healthy. But we also see that plan will come into place before long, and we can't wait to share that with everyone.
Absolutely. Mitchell County Strong only auction. It is posted there, MitchellCountyStrong.com. And the auction begins here in just a little over an hour at 9 o'clock. So you can peruse the items, see if you want to bid on any of those items from local businesses. And it'll go all the way. The auction will run all the way through, it looks like, into the evening or early evening hours there on Saturday. So people have an opportunity to, if they, oh my gosh, I forgot to check when it opened, they're going to have plenty of time to bid, right?
That's right. And then it's really neat. If you bid on it, it'll notify you. So you can turn it on your phone. It's an app. You can, once you register and you bid on your items, you can even put your top bid. And so it'll go by dollar increments or whatever you set it up as. And that way you can make sure you win. And it'll notify you if you get outbid. And so it's a fun way to just kind of support the businesses and have an event to do. And it's something that we are just super excited that we can partner with Hanson, and they've been just wonderful to work with. So please check out the link. MitchellCountyStrong.com is where you go to find the auction. It'll pop right up for you. And we're also doing a Facebook Live today at 9:30 on our Facebook page, and we're having a special guest that's going to give us a lot more details, and I think you guys will like it. So log on to Facebook at 9:30 this morning, and you'll get an update from us.
All right. Julia and Colleen and Heather, thank you to all of you and everybody else that's been a part of Mitchell County Strong. It's a great idea. It's been extremely successful, as you mentioned earlier. And best of luck with the auction.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Wade. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.